All right, we're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples chatting here with Dennis Butler, director of the Riley County Police Department here this hour. Joins us on the third Friday of each month. I think, or maybe it's the fourth Friday, I can't remember. Whatever this Friday is here in the month of May. You know, my days get mixed up here with all this.
I'm looking at my calendar, it's the fourth Friday, but we have five Fridays this month.
That's right. Well, it's always a pleasure to have you on here, and I think it's great for our listeners to learn more about their police department. We're going to shift gears a little bit here. Of course, we'll take questions if anyone calls and has questions about the budget. But in terms of facilities here, how is the police department, because we're going into phase, the modified phase two here today, how is the police department staging its reopening plan?
Well, starting, actually this week, we resumed a visitation to inmates in the jail. So that has resumed. We didn't have a lot of people show up because the notice was relatively short. But now after each visitor comes in, and they don't get person-to-person contact with the person, with the inmate they're visiting, but we are now sanitizing the area between visits to protect those visitors from being infected if somebody comes in who is. The other thing is next week, our patrol division and our detective division are going to resume a more normal workflow that we had before this all happened. But some differences there are still, we will still continue checking temperatures of staff. If staff is not feeling well, having them not come in and asking them to consult, excuse me, a doctor, to make sure that they are not infected. Also, increased sanitation, I believe, is here to stay around the department, patrol cars, shared cars. But we are doing our very best, assuming that the trend we're on in with infections, I think we're on day five or six with no new cases, we're going to continue down that path. I think it's important to note that despite all the precautions we've taken to protect our employees, the level of service we've provided throughout this entire episode has not changed. Our lobby remained open. People could still come into our building when they needed something because not everybody has a computer. Not everybody feels comfortable doing it that way. So our people have continued to expose themselves to risk just like all first responders have, and they have, in my opinion, and I'm biased, have done an outstanding job with very little complaint. We've had to isolate some employees in the past just because of where they had been or other people they'd been around who showed signs of infection. We've been very fortunate, very blessed that no one has been infected here with COVID-19. And we're trying to keep it that way moving forward.
Awesome. Good to hear that. Looks like we have another caller here. I'm going to turn my mic off. We'll hear from Robert from Manhattan.
Yes, I hope you can hear this.
Yes, sir.
Before you got here, one of my relatives, a trained sworn officer, and one of his friends left. His friend left for Surprise, Arizona, and left his all his wheels and tires for his Jeep with me that quick. What a surprise. And
I'm getting echo again, Brandon.
Yes, when you took the job here, I apologize to you for having you take the job and what you were walking into. And I hope that the new radios and towers for the police department and the emergency preparedness to use and the gun range are not, that have been dictated to you by the city commission, the county commission, and the gun, the law board, are not being jeopardized in your budget. Just as a taxpayer, I want to thank you for all your efforts. You're a well-spoken, well-educated man, and I hope we can work through this. Thank you.
Robert, I appreciate your comments. I want to make very clear that I have zero regrets about being appointed as the Riley County Police Department Director. This is a fantastic department with a wonderfully supportive community. My opinions about that have not changed. This is a challenge. All of my years of experience and training prepare me for times like this. And while it's hard, I don't regret it. So I want to make that clear. In terms of the range and the radio system, again, both of those projects have been in the works prior to my appointment, and both are largely funded by the county. The county budgeted properly for those things, as far as I can tell from where I'm sitting, and I get regular updates and I participate in these things. The radio system will be finished and deployed this year as planned. We have purchased a good portion of our radios by setting monies aside previously. The firearms range is going to the Board of County Commission on May 28th, hopefully for a final decision. And they have not wavered on their support of that. So they have done a great job. We are in tough times. Everybody's in tough times. And I am, again, using all of my experience and training to navigate this crisis as best we can. So thank you very much.
All right. Yeah. Thanks for the call. You mentioned the jail reopening this week. What about other things at the headquarters, the police department, if people need to come and maybe pay a fine or anything like that, can they do that?
Yes. The lobby, like I said, has never closed during regular business hours. So it is still open. They can still do that. One thing that we did, and we haven't gone back to anything else yet, is getting copies of accident reports is a routine request that we receive. And it was mixed. Some were done online, some were done in person. Anybody who was concerned about coming into our building, we waived the fee on those accident reports during this crisis. I don't believe we have gone back yet to a charge. I'll have to double check. But we have continued providing those kinds of services to the public. Can you repeat the question again? I think I got a little bit off track.
Oh, yeah. I was just like for customer service inquiries.
Oh. Yeah. Certain things we're still not resuming yet. We're going to reevaluate it on July 1. That would be citizen ride-alongs, also building tours. Even though things are starting to loosen up, you know, if we allow someone that we don't know and we don't know the medical or travel history to get into a cruiser with an officer for several hours, we're concerned about that. So we want to wait a little bit longer before we resume those kinds of services that most citizens would have access to, including the building tours.
What about for the dispatchers? I know that they serve a very critical role. What's changed with them? Because I know they do work kind of in a close proximity, and how they've weathered the storm.
You know, this is one of the things that's been hardest for me personally is I love to go around and visit with our employees personally, ask them questions about how their workday is going, what we've given them, what they need, and I can't do that right now. I've chosen not to do that. So dispatches, communications personnel have been secluded. I haven't been in their work area for more than 2 months now, and I feel that negatively affects my leadership in the department, and I'm frustrated by that. Same thing with the jail. I have not been down to the jail in 2 months, and both of those sections of the department were used to seeing me multiple times a week. So dispatch is doing well. We're just trying to keep them healthy. That's why I don't go in, and most of the other members of the department don't go in either. But the one thing that made me, I had another thought this question provoked, and that is you've heard me talk in the past about space needs in the department and lack of adequate space, especially for meetings. This whole pandemic has really made that need more acute for now because of space or social distancing, because of the number of meetings. Even though there is some Zoom, for the same reasons I stated earlier, I find Zoom negatively impacts my ability to meet and lead effectively. There's miscommunications, there's technical difficulties. We will probably continue to use Zoom in certain situations, but overall, I don't feel like it meets the needs of our leadership and employee team here to communicate effectively. But the space needs for the department became painfully acute during this, and I'm looking forward to when we can get closer to what we were doing before, so we can have more effective gatherings.
You mentioned the dispatchers being secluded. To put in perspective, I don't know how many you have employed there in the dispatch center, but if one goes down, that really vitally impacts them, doesn't it?
Yeah, if we had one that we believe came to work infected, and they were for an extended period around other dispatchers, we'd have to send them all home, get them tested and evaluated before we could safely bring any of them back. So that means that other dispatchers who work in different groups would then have to rotate in and take over. That is kind of how we ran our detective division for a while. We broke them up into three teams. Only one team was here at a time. The other two teams worked remotely from home, working on reports, making phone calls, doing interviews, many times by phone instead of in person. So we did all of those things to minimize the risk of infection. We knew we could never completely eliminate that risk or guarantee it wouldn't happen, but that's what we did. And so with dispatch, if one of those team members on a group got infected, then we'd have to send the whole team home until we knew the extent of it.
Well, goodness. Glad we haven't had to have that happen yet. That's good.
Me too. Again, we've been very fortunate, and it's because of the employees taking this seriously and following the directions and guidelines laid out locally and by the state.
We're going to continue our conversation here with Director Dennis Butler. Following a break, we'll be back with more In Focus after this on KMAN.